Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So the Umpqua Community College shooting last week in Roseburg, Oregon, was the 294th mass shooting this year in the United States, according to shootingtracker.com. Let's just say that Americans love their guns. And leave it at that.
I probably own more than 50 firearms. Many of them have increased in value 2, 3, or even 4 times. I sleep very comfortably outside Austin, okay. Texas, knowing Alex. That I can defend my family.
Okay, Alex Jones. This is
Infowars.com.
This is the man who wants to deport me from the country for wanting to get rid of assault rifles.
It's to point out you're a foreigner, a redcoat, here telling us what to do.
Whatever.
Go back to where they took the guns if you don't like it. The communists...
That's radio host Alex Jones going after CNN host Piers Morgan on the CNN show Piers Morgan Tonight in 2013. Morgan is now the U.S. editor-at-large for the London Daily Mail. This week, responding to the Oregon shooting, he said the silence on gun control in America has been horrific and deafening. But is this editor on All Things American being a little naive about the nation he's supposed to be explaining to the folks across the pond?
Look, America is a violent place, but Britain has historically been a very violent place, as has Germany, as has Japan, as has Australia. And the common denominator of all those countries is that through the evolutionary process of their societies, all those countries have in the end renounced guns in the belief that guns actually make a society more violent.
I'll grant you, Australia is a case close to the United States, but how do you think that's replicatable in the U.S.?
Well, the particular problem that America has is that there are over 300 million guns already in circulation. That is, by any yardstick, way higher than any of the countries I've just been talking about in terms of volume of guns currently in society. I speak as somebody that loves America and loves Americans, but having been brought up in a country where there are no guns, the one thing that you're completely struck by when you come to America is the amount of paranoia and fear that infests daily life in almost every sphere of American society because of the presence of guns. And you see the number of massacres that happen. You know, my issue with it is there seems to be a kind of numbness, as the president said, to these things happening. You know, when Australia had 35 people killed in a massacre in Hobart in 1996, they changed all their gun laws irrevocably, and they've not had a mass shooting in Australia for 20 years. So there is an example here to be looked at, and I'd simply urge Americans to look at it and say, is there something we can do, given the large volume of guns already on the streets of America, to try and reduce gun violence? To me, doing nothing is unconscionable.
I think you have a matter of scale here, 300 million guns in a nation that is also the largest arms producer in the world, bar none, by many factors. I mean, yeah. China comes close. How do you get rid of the guns?
Well, I think what you have to do is you have to recognize who is committing most of the mass shootings. They tend to be twisted loners in their late teens, early 20s, perhaps on medication, perhaps with mental health issues, perhaps watching violent video games, violent movies. But all those other things are prevalent in societies like Britain and Germany and so on. So the same issues are prevalent in all those countries. The one thing we don't have is a system in our society that allows these people who are so dysfunctional, who are mentally ill, to get such ready and easy access to guns. And, you know, if, for example, all America did was make it as difficult to buy and own a gun as it is to buy and own a car, then thousands of lives would be saved every year. But for some reason, because it is framed in the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the right to bear arms, it is decided that a gun, which has one purpose, and that is to shoot things, should not be regulated in the same way as a car, which has a primary purpose of getting people from A to B.
But what about the possibility that this country that you love so much actually enjoys guns, actually doesn't really care about the violence as much as you do? And in fact, being a violent country is kind of interested in the possibility that, hey, if I have a gun, I might actually be a hero one of these days by blowing away one of these mass shooters and get on the Piers Morgan show, for that matter.
Well, if you're happy to live in a country which espouses such a philosophy, then I feel sorry for you. I mean, no advanced country like America, which is a great superpower, which has done so many great things in its society and in the way it goes about its business. Nobody living in America surely would want to have a society which prides itself on being the most violent and making heroes out of mass shooters.
Well, we don't pride ourselves on it. I guess maybe the issue is not so much the gun violence. You know, when I read op-eds like yours, it's always filled with this platitude of this is the America I love that represents so much blah, 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 freedom, blah, 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 democracy, blah, 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 peace. Since 1945, and, you know, let's just not even mention the civilian deaths in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, America doesn't represent that anymore, period.
It doesn't mean, John, that America can't go back to representing that. And the other central point to remember is that America, by comparison to Britain, to Australia, to these other countries I talked about, is a very young and maturing country. And as I say, all those other countries used to be steeped heavily in gun violence. Gun ownership in Britain 200 years ago was just the same as it is in America. Everyone had a gun, but they don't anymore. So there is a way for a society to mature and evolve. Yes, America's violent. Yes, America has problems. I believe there is a far larger constituent of reasonable-minded people, decent Americans, who actually have had enough of this gun violence and are trying to work out a way for people to make effective change and make it safer.
Mm-hmm. If, as you say, there are a significant number of reasonable people who believe, as you do, that they want to do something significant, not something, you know, simply symbolic. Let's see if we hear from them. And if we hear from them, mm-hmm. let's get you back on the show and we'll talk about that. But
sure.
My sense is that we have enough evidence right now that this constituency of reasonable-minded Americans probably doesn't exist.
Well, then you need to walk around with me in a lot of the cities of America I've walked around in, where a lot of Americans come up to me and say, thank you for trying to do something. We wish more people in the American media and more American politicians would get off their backsides and actually try and do something too, because we are sick of the gun carnage on our streets and sick of our children being blown to pieces at school. There have been 142 school shootings since Sandy Hook. If any American wants to ring into your show and with all good conscience say this is something that should not be looked at and somehow arrested, then I would really question their souls, honestly.
Piers Morgan, U.S. Editor-at-Large at the Daily Mail, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
We'll hear from some of our listeners, reasonable or not, you decide. That's coming right up.